Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are happy to have you and you. We are here on our special Sunday. Amen. We're glad to have you wherever you might be. Amen. This is our Resurrection Sunday. We thank God for you and you. Amen. And you can visit our website at www.jciministries.org. We're always glad to have our viewers, amen, and listeners. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, for what you're doing and going to do. And Lord, we thank you for stretching your hand of deliverance upon each and every one, O God, those that are viewing and those that are listening as they travel up and down the dangerous highways in their home and their family. Lord, send out your blessings and your touch, O God, today. This we ask in Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Welcome again, and we thank God for this is a day that all pastors are under condition. We're reaching out, amen, to feed the flock of God. That's the obligation of all pastors, amen, and ministry, and then as well as to get things done toward the vision that every pastor have. Amen. This is a whole new different generation and whole new different times of ministry because of God has given us, amen, the conditions, amen, that it is, amen, and that the Lord himself, amen, knows everything and see everything. And Lord, we're praying, amen, that this blessing can be for you and you, wherever you might be, wherever you might be, amen. Wherever you may be viewing this broadcast, God is able. God is able. All these conditions, amen, been predicted by Jesus many years ago. Amen. Many years ago. Amen. And the Bible is true. The Bible is true. Regardless of what people say about it, amen, some believe one thing, but it very behooves you that you, amen, can get, amen, the right Bible. Get the right Bible. Amen. This is very important because we live off the Word of God. Amen. We desire the Word of God. And without the Word of God, amen, you don't know where and what direction you're headed because God gave His Word. God gave His Word. And these times, like it is, you just can't pick up any word. Amen. Because we live off the Word. Jesus is the Word. God is His Word. And He stands by His Word. And God is in charge of this land. He's in charge. He's still in charge. Amen. This time of the year, amen, because of the conditions of the land, amen, Christians are not moved because of the day, amen, physical day, amen, is not being ceremonied in a physical building. Because we believe, as Christians, they observe every Sunday as the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. Jesus rose, amen, on the first day of the week. So, Christians, we observe, instead of the Sabbath, the seventh day, we observe, amen, the first day of the week. We consider it as the resurrection day of Jesus Christ. Notice here what the Bible says in the book of King James Bible, and you'll find, amen, concerning the word Easter. The word Easter is found in the King James Bible. Amen. And we want to look at the 12th chapter of Acts. The 12th chapter of Acts. And notice here that now, reading at the first verse in the King James, I know many of you might have the Amplified Bible, the American Standard, the New International Bible, and a Good News Bible. Amen. Making sure that the translations that you have is pure and close as possible from the Hebrew and the Greek and the Arabic, amen, into your language. Because you're living off the Word of God. You're living off the Word of God. Notice here in Acts chapter 12, now about the time of Herod, the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleasing the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him into the four quarters of the soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth for the people. Amen. The Jews were observing the Passover during that time. The Jews were observing the Passover time, and after Easter, amen. So there's a pagan holiday going on, the world observing it, and they recognizing it, amen. But it's also, Easter is a word, is a pagan holiday dealing with Estra, amen, the goddess of fertility. That's why you have the eggs and you have the Easter bunny and things like that. Christians do not involve in idolatry. Amen. We worship one God. God told us in the book of in Deuteronomy, amen, the fourth chapter, thou shalt have no other gods. That was the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. So we don't mix up idolatry with Christianity. Amen. The world views, amen, we come out of that. We came out of that. Now, in these last days, the situation is now where many of us are utilizing electronic means and radio and other technology to get the message out. Amen. It's because what Jesus had predicted, and he said it, that would come to pass in the book of Matthew's 24th chapter. Jesus said, in the last days, we've had wars and rumors of wars. Amen. You know, the news reporters bring us about pestilence. Amen. It brings about wars. You know, that's going on now. Amen. And pestilence. Amen. This is what we're going to address, pestilence. Amen. In these last days, book of Matthew's 24th chapter, amen, in the seventh verse, for the nation shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdom, and there be phantoms and pestilence in the earthquake in divers places. Amen. Pestilence, amen, is a Latin word for pestis. Amen. You'll find it, amen, on the internet. You can go and look up the word. It's a medical word, amen. They're dealing with plagues. Jesus, pestilence is referred to the plague, bubonic plagues, amen. It's a severe epidemic disease, and it's highly contagious and infectious, amen. It's devastating, amen. The plague, amen, not only the high contagion and infections, amen, but it do for your sinner, pesty, amen, where they have the infection come from rats and rodents, amen. If they go through the bacteria, they pick up, the fleas pick it up, amen, and take it from one animal to the next animal, amen, and end up being bit, amen, by the humans, of fleas. The Latin word for pestilence is plagues, known as the Black Death, amen, in the 1348 and 1350. It killed a third part of the Europe, amen. There's another plague, amen, that went on, amen, during that time, bubonic plagues, amen. So these, Jesus talked about the infections. Jesus talked about amen, concerning, amen, the he will heal. He healed diseases, amen. He healed the plagues, amen, that was on people. That's why the saints of God, amen, we're always happy to know that God has, he got all power in his hand. There's nothing that he left. Jesus did not leave anything unturned. Amen. When Jesus rose from the dead, he had all power in his hand. All power was given unto him in heaven and his heaven and earth. Amen. So without the resurrection, amen, without the proof that the Bible is true, the Bible is true, God brought Jesus from the dead. God brought Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to prove it out in a minute here. Amen. God brought Jesus from the dead. Amen. But many things that Jesus did, amen, he healed all manner of sickness and disease and all pestilence. Amen. God brought Jesus to the dead from the dead according to the Bible, according to the scripture. Amen. The resurrection. Without the resurrection, everything we do as Christians, amen, can be null and void. Amen. Whatever we do without God being alive, amen, without him backing up his word, we'll be just like any other little group. Amen. We'll be like any other little religious groups. Amen. Notice the resurrection that God brought Jesus from the dead according to Acts 2 and 24, whom God raised up, having loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Talking about Jesus. Acts 3 and 15, and kill the prince of the life, whom God raised from the dead, from which we are witness. Amen. Acts 10 and 40, God raised up on the third day, and show him openly. Amen. Acts 13 and 30. But God raised him up from the dead. Amen. Bible says God so loved the world. Amen. God still controls the world. Amen. But he gave his power to his son. So it was God that brought Jesus up. If a person believes in God, amen, he can be saved. The world is still going on. The wind is blowing. Amen. The animals, the trees, there's some goodness in the land. Amen. Evil is not taking over. Amen. Paul had said, amen, in the Corinthians that, amen, where love abound, God grace much more abound. Amen. So evil not going to take over the world because God still lives. God still lives. People still believing in God. People still doing well. Amen. Regardless of what's happening, God still is a healer. He still heals. Amen. He have all power in his hand. Amen. In the believers, in the book of Mark, the 16th chapter, Jesus told and Paul recorded that, amen, these are the signs of those that believe. They lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Doesn't matter what kind of sickness it is. We can be plagues. It can, amen, it can be blindness, it can be the legs, the arm, coughs, cancer, tuberculosis, high blood pressure, kidneys, amen, diabetes, amen, you name it. There's some things, some plagues now man can't stop, but God can stop it. He heals it. He has all power because of the resurrection. Because of the resurrection. Amen. Because of the resurrection, amen. Jesus still, amen, has the power. Peter said in 1 Peter 3:18, Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh by making alive by the Spirit. Amen. God, amen, knows about all these plagues through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Pestilence is going through the land. They've been going through the land. Pestilence is nothing but a plague. Amen. God sent his son, amen, to be a healer. Jesus healed leprosy. Amen. He healed drops. dropsy, amen, the heart problems, amen, later with the issue of blood, amen. So God has given him all the power, amen. It is in the church. That's why the church did not come without no power or some power. God gave Jesus all the power, and it was God that brought him from the dead. God brought him from the dead. Amen. Man didn't bring him from the dead. Amen. Man put him in the grave. Amen. But it was God, according to the scripture, God brought Jesus from the dead. Amen. Amen. Notice, if a person love God, you can tell when people love God, they can hit their hands, or they, amen, they're have a problem, they say, oh, God. Because they know he lives. They know he lives. They know even the heathens out where in different countries know that there's a greater being that created birds, amen, animals 4 feet, 2 feet, amen. You know, there's some scientists have found, amen, certain animals they can only see under microscopes. They call them amoeba, a one-cell animal, amen. And scientists, amen, and astronauts, and there's some parts of the ocean, the depths of the ocean. Man cannot go down that far, amen, because of the pressures. And God created inside every man. They may know that, well, God is true. And they look at the Bible and see all the earthquakes. And there were some earthquakes in Jamaica and Idaho, amen, all parts of the world and America, amen. The Bible said the earthquakes in divers places. There's parts of America, amen, under some type of phantom, amen, without words, amen, without food, amen. And, you know, and this new lifestyle, they say, oh, this is a new lifestyle because of the devastation of the plague. Yes, yes, the epidemic, it's a plague, amen. Pestilence, if you look it up, amen, Google it. Amen. All this information we have today, and you find out the word pestilence means plagues. Amen. And it plagues the world. The world. Amen. And Jesus said it'd be all of these things in the troubling world. Amen. And while the world is going through, and Jesus knew it, he said in St. John 14, I'm going to prepare a place for those that believe in him. I'm going to prepare a place for them. Amen. So those that love God, amen, and his son, let's take for instance, you have your family and you meet someone that befriended you and your home and your family and whatever. But they like you, but they don't like your children. They don't like your spouse, or they have problems with your relatives, amen, your mother-in-law, amen. They have problems. And then you begin to think, say, well, I don't know what type of relationship I'm going to continue with this person because they offended me because they don't like another part of my family. So the same thing applies. Amen. You love a job, you go to a job, but there's some workers. Amen. They don't like you, or you don't like them, and you wonder, well, will this be my, you know, this is your career, but what about the employees that you have to work with, amen, for the money? Is it worth being criticized all day long and picked at, amen? So you have to consider that, amen. So those that love God, amen, you can accept his son. Accept his son. If you accept his son, and you should be able to accept the things that he said about the Bible, about the resurrection. God brought Jesus, Romans 10 and 9. Paul was discussing, said, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God, now remember, God started this thing in the garden, that God, amen, brought Jesus. God is responsible for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God is responsible. Amen. To prove that he's alive. Amen. Long as God lived, Jesus lived. And long as Jesus lived, the church lived. Amen. Amen. And long as the church lived, you live. You live. Amen. You can hide under the instructions of God. like we're emphasizing that in Romans 13. Amen. God started the government. Amen. Back in the Garden of Eden, Paul said you should be subject. Telling Timothy and Peter them, you should be subject, amen, of the laws and rules of the land. God started the government. Amen. Instructions. Back in the Garden of Eden, amen, he told Adam and Eve, do not eat this now, because the day that you eat it, you will die. They didn't know. They didn't know, according to my studies. Maybe I can be corrected. Amen. I stand to be corrected. Amen. That the devil was in town. They had a fallen angel watching them, observing them. And he wanted to hear exactly what God said, because he don't like humanity. Humanity have God has promised those new life, eternal life, amen. But he's condemned, amen. The fallen angel, he's condemned, so he's always giving false information, amen. He always cuts off information. You have to follow up information totally, amen. Line upon line, precepts upon precepts. Not just take one word, amen, but you got to search it out, amen. All these different false doctrine and teaching are going on now, amen, being tested, amen, because of the things that Jesus said, all this climate changing, amen, all these disasters and all these diseases, amen. We'll be testing the false teachers, amen. These groups are going to come up. Amen. But because if they don't like people, or they're just out to get what people have, amen, they're going to slowly fan away. But those that are in Christ, amen, be encouraged. God's going to find a way for you. Amen. Continue ministry and continue your work for him. Amen. Don't be caught up in about, amen, about the building. Amen. God, buildings are not going to heaven. God is big enough. He's been telling us there will be floods and earthquakes. Amen. All those things going to take buildings. So these new ministries that's coming in, amen, got to be God-sent ministries. They understand that, you know, they're following the vision of God, amen, because we are body, soul, and spirit. The natural man, amen, since we're teaching on the spiritual man, we have to come up with the following the Holy Spirit, teaching about the natural man, teaching the flock that listen, amen. You can make it with God if you follow his word. Jesus already said, man should not live by bread, but have all instructions by every word that proceeded. And the Holy Spirit gave you visions and dreams that direct you in this natural world. So to survive, we're in that mold now, amen, a part of your salvation, amen. It is living by faith and not by sight, amen. God had brought him from the dead, the resurrection, those that believe, amen. But they also have to point out, amen, there's a two resurrection. There's one for the just, and there's one for the unjust. Amen. Paul, the gospel according to John, amen, and also in Daniel 12 and 2 said, and as many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting content. Amen. In the book of John 5 and 28, he said, marvel not at this, for the hour cometh in which all those who are in the grave shall hear his voice. That's all, saved and unsaved. Amen. In 5:20, John 5:29 says, and come forth those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those that have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Amen. Everybody going to have to come before the great white throne of God to be judged. God is a righteous judge. He's not going to give you something or condemn you to something that you didn't do. Amen. The book of Revelation, the 20th chapter said, books going to be open. Amen. That used to be my major statement. Don't judge me. God would judge me. Don't judge me. And when I've been learning as a Christian, I said, oh, Lord, I thank you for being so just. Amen. Knowing I was ignorant by what the devil gave me to say. Amen. Amen. Everything is being recorded. Good, ungood. Amen. Integrity of a man, integrity says, amen. If you ride a bicycle in the daytime, you will ride a bicycle at night, and you won't tell nobody, I ride a bicycle in the daytime. Amen. They see you then at night, you jump on a motorcycle. Amen. A boat ride around. Amen. No, you whatever you say in the day, you say the same thing at night. And whatever you do in the day, you do the same thing at night. You're the same person. Amen. God recording. The angels are recording your every step. That's why in the book of Acts, you find that when they was getting ready to, during the time of Easter, amen, and Pilate would not kill Peter. We read that Pilate would not, he would wait till after the Passover. That he would kill Peter because there were services going on. Amen. But the church was praying. Then after Peter was released and was knocking on the door of the church when the prayer time, and Rhoda looked at it and said, oh, that's Peter. And he said, no, that's not Peter. Peter's in jail. He's surrounded by soldiers. And he kept knocking and said, no, that's not Peter. We're trying to tell you that's not Peter because it must be his angel. Because he have a God and angel. We have God and angels. Amen. With all these pestilence and danger, there's some things in the spirit world constantly working at the humanity of man. You can see now with this pestilence going through the land, it doesn't care what color, what age, where you are, who you are. Amen. If you don't try to abide by the land of the scientists and those that trying to help, amen, keep you alive, amen. You know, Paul got sick. Apostle Paul was a sick man all through his ministry. And that's why Jesus sent healing in the church. Because, you know, the natural man, amen, is subject to all different type of environments. Wherever you go, you're going to be living somewhere under some type of natural or disasters or bacteria. Amen. Even when you go out and, I don't want to say this, but I'm about to say it now. Amen. You go out and you're going to cook. Amen. You're going to fix your food. If you go somewhere and buy dinner, which you should be kind of locked in a little bit for a while. Amen. You don't know who's cooking your food. If they prayed over your food, amen, or they dropped it on the floor, picked it up, put it back in the plate. Amen. You don't know. So you have to pray over your food. Paul told Timothy, if you're a good minister, tell him to pray over the food. Why he said that? Because, you know, it's bacteria. You know, it's diseases. Amen. You know, little animals going around, fleas jumping on everybody. Amen. You don't know what mosquitoes, they carry germs. Amen. This is why, amen, Jesus died. And he brought the power over. If he knew, it wouldn't be like God to know all the danger, amen, that these fallen angels brought to the world. That he would not have an antidote, a panacea to all the problems. Jesus is the panacea. Amen. He is all in all. He's of everything. But also you have to remember why he came to this earth to see and walk among us and find out exactly what was happening. And he saw, amen, and listened and healed the blind, amen, the leprosy, amen. So there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. Amen. So these things, the new atmosphere, new environment that we're going through, the church is always on this cutting edge. The resurrection started, amen. The resurrection started, amen, many years ago, back in the Bible days. Amen. God resurrected. Amen. God brought it. Amen. He knows his power, amen, in the resurrection. Amen. That means he came back. Amen. During the time that Jesus died, amen, and he went down to hell. Amen. Ephesians says that he died and he went to hell. Amen. When he went to hell, amen, when he went down, amen, you know, they was having a big party down there. Amen. You know, the devils have parties. Amen. They had a big party, Beelzebub and all of them, the lying spirits, the suicide spirit, the worry spirit, backbiting spirit, killing spirit, the murdering spirit. Every spirit you can name of the fear spirit was there. Worry spirit, all of them was there. Amen. Having a good time. Oh, we done got the Son of God. We got him. We got him now. Death haven't lost any battles. Amen. Death haven't lost, and he lost Lazarus because Jesus brought him back. Amen. Jesus brought many more when he was living, but now he's in the grips of death. He's in the grip of death, and death is a dominant. He's the elephant in the world. Amen. So by and by, Jesus starts speaking. Open wide, you gates, King of Glory, coming in. And everybody stops and says, who is this? Amen. He started preaching, the King of Glory, the King of Glory. Amen. The King of Glory, open wide, you gates, the King of Glory coming in. Amen. And the lying spirit went there, he couldn't stop him. Backbiting spirit went there, couldn't, the jealous spirit, the pride spirit, all of them went there after 3 days. Amen. They couldn't stop him. They couldn't stop him. Amen. After 3 days, amen, the little group that he had was following him, the descendants, amen. Then God reached down, amen, and brought him up from the dead and took the keys from Beelzebub, took the keys from death, took the keys from hell, amen. And rose up, and Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the 20th chapter, 20th verse, I got all power in my hand. God gave him all the power, all the authority. Amen. That's why the name of Jesus Christ, amen, hell tremble, death tremble. Amen. They have, because they know, the spirit world know. There's no such thing as sitting back and say, well, I don't care how long you've been working here. I mean, I'm not going to do what you say. No, the spirit world don't work that way. It doesn't work that way. No. The name of Jesus, amen, that's authority. That's power. Amen. When Jesus said, thus and so they leave. Thus and so they leave. Amen. So when you quote the name of Jesus and you've been marked and your name has been written down in heaven and earth, you just stand your ground. The enemy going to try to intimidate you. He's going to try to lie to you. Amen. He's going to try to do it. See what he do. Amen. Same thing we did with Adam and Eve. Told Eve all kind of different. Say, honey, look at Adam. Child, all kind of statements he's making to Eve, and finally got her to decide, say, well, you know, God made us. We're the only two human beings. I don't know what her reasoning was. Amen. And went back to her husband and said, honey, you know, this is good to eat. Amen. So he loved so much. See, love is still in the world. God so loved the world, so the Bible is true. Still exists. Amen. Love still exists. And the devil told you, you ain't going to die. God ain't going to kill you. You're the only two human beings in the world. You think God going to kill you? No. They hurt it themselves. Information can hurt you and help you. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 says, amen, knowledge is power. And money is power. Amen. If you know and learn things, amen, you can get you another job and make some money. Amen. But just money by itself, you can do without knowledge, you're going to hurt yourself. Amen. Because somebody's going to steal from you, take from you. Amen. But watch this now. The resurrection of Jesus Christ for the good and for the unjust is powerful. Every Sunday, we observe Resurrection Day. Amen. I know it might be you boil your eggs, and the world say boil the eggs, and you got your eggs, little exits, and you got the chicken eggs and the duck's eggs and whatever. Amen. You know, I understand that because, you know, all of us came up when time for Christmas, we used to have all our bicycles and cooking potato salads all night. Amen. And been culling eggs all night and all day. Amen. Like they're doing now in the rain. Can't go outside. Raining and pouring down. Thundering and lightning. Amen. And that's one day, oh my God, everything is over now. is over. You know, we don't know what to do. Amen. But listen, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. We are going through some changes. Christians always had to make a new adaption of social. Amen. We are socializing. We are socializing. We are socializing. We have to make our new associates. Amen. We have to make new, go to new places when we accept Christ, because there's some things or some situation to pull us back to negativity. It'll pull us back, amen, back bad living. Amen. Destroys our health. You can't sleep at night. You can't eat. Amen. You're trying to be involved in everything. Amen. And it tears down the natural man. So through God and the Holy Spirit is a leader and a guider. Amen. He teaches you and guides you. Amen. Jesus is not here preparing a place for us, and the Holy Spirit is teaching the church through the leaders of the church. Amen. These times, these pastors today, amen, whether speaking to myself as well as others, amen, we have to be able to teach the people to survive in these new age movement signs. Not new age religion, amen, but the new environment when there's a flood coming, amen, destroy your houses and your homes. Amen. How are you going to live? Amen. Hurricanes wiping out everything. How are you going to live? God is still with you. You have to be able to listen to the Spirit of God, listen to prophecy about what surviving. Amen. You have to be like the ants. Ants are smart people. Proverbs 6:6. Amen. During the time of Hurricane Andrew, amen, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, and thank God you're in a good circle of people that are spirit-filled people. When they listen to the Spirit of God, amen, we was dreaming about ants. And I talked to friends and evangelists and said, oh, you know, I dreamt about ants. I said, you dreamt about ants? I dreamt about ants. Amen. So God is speaking to us. So we stopped saving up and building up. And when that hurricane came through, we was able to go down and help those. Many of you know now, you can reach out and help those that's going through. Amen. God worked through people. That's the second step of your salvation. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you know he lives, you know God lives in him, and God speaks through him, the church, then after you've been baptized in water, that's your resurrection from the dead. That's your resurrection. That's the spirit man coming alive in you. Then after you come alive in you, that's step one. Step two, amen, then you have to live by faith, by being what activated and moving. Matthew 7:7, amen, and John, St. John 15, amen, and first one through seven, man, living on the word, studying the word, amen, and seeking, knocking, amen. That's activating step two. Amen. You got to do something. Amen. Amen. The enemy took from the church about going out stealing and killing. Amen. No, that's not. God said, listen, you seek and you'll find. Knock at the door, be open. Amen. All the technology today, amen, all of these websites today, you can seek, and you just have to be ready to give up things. Amen. When the hurricane comes and the flood comes and disaster comes, God's people are still moving. You might have to go to Egypt. Amen. Joseph had to go down to Egypt. Amen. Amen. To help his old family. Amen. Don't be locked in and tied in to natural things. We don't live by blood. We don't live by bread alone. God people always stay on the cutting edge. I'm talking about the God who created heaven and earth now. I don't know these other little gods, but the same thing he told Adam. Adam and Eve, and say, oh, you're not going to die. You're not gonna, no, don't tempt the God. The devil wants you to tempt God. He wants you to jump out there and run in the virus. Amen. Jump in the water, but no swimming suit on, no and no oxygen. Yeah, he wants you to go ahead. No. All that foolishness the devil try to get you, because he know that you have the power of God. He know in you is authority. In you, amen, you can create things. Amen. You have the creating power. Amen. You can speak things. amen, in faith, amen, then follow it up and make it work because of you seeking, you finding, you knocking. God give you an idea that grows out of you. It grows out of you. Amen. So we're looking at those that are listening on Blog Talk on Wednesday night as well as today. We thank God for having you. Amen. You might be leaving us. Amen. But we continue here for a moment on. Amen. The resurrection is the power of the gospel. This is what we'll be talking about today is the gospel. The good news. The good news that God still lives. The good news. This is good news. Yes, there are going to be trials and tribulations. Amen. God wants to show his power in you. You know what? Don't tempt God now because Peter walked on the water. You better get permission before you walk on the water because you're still living in a natural man. You're still living in a natural man. The Holy Ghost say, walk on the water, go walk on the water. But make sure the right spirit telling you to walk on the water. How can you get that right spirit? Because daily from now on, starting the day, maybe you should write it on your calendar. Amen. I'm going to pray in the morning and I'm going to read some scriptures, putting God first. And all through the day, somehow, somewhere, have a scripture, have a prayer, all through your day. In the same way you begin your day, end your day the same way. Amen. What this is called a personal relationship with God. You know how the cell phones came out? We used to have little beepers. And when cell phones come out, it looked like you had to pick up your cell phone every now and then. So make a note. Say, well, I'm going to pick up my cell phone right on your phone. Amen. You want to call somebody, then they had a little note, say, did you pray to God? Did you call God? Would that be all right to help you to start out? Because you have to get this old coconut, amen, this old mind, this old brain. Like Paul said, we got to renew the mind, amen. Reminded it, say, listen, you got to get a new way now, amen. It's a new way, amen. It's a new lifestyle, but it's a victorious lifestyle because there's some hindrance out there. Adam and Eve didn't know about Satan was using the serpent body. But now you know it is not you. Paul said in Romans 7, Paul said he found out that in his beings there's a wrestle going on. Bad information gets new information. Well, child, you know you have to do it a long time ago. I don't care. Paul said he found out. Amen. There's a war going on. And there's a war going on inside of you. The old information, you got to flush it out with new information from the Bible. Amen. That if anything come up, you got to try it. Amen. And see whether or not it's of God. Amen. So everybody have a war. They call it a spiritual war going on. It's in the information about God. The resurrection is for everybody. Everybody going to be resurrected. The good and the bad. Amen. Everybody going to be paid according to what they've been going through. So we're saying to those that are listening but through Block Talk, amen, power is still in the resurrection. Power is still in your resurrection. Amen. God has given the quickening power through the Spirit of God. Those that fight against the Holy Spirit, fight against the Spirit of God, amen. They fight against a ticket out of this world. Amen. They're fighting against, they know what they're fighting against. Amen. They know why they're trying to belittle the resurrection. The resurrection is power. The same power that quickened Jesus' mortal body is going to be quickening our mortal body. Amen. Amen. So if you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in God, amen, you can make it with God. Amen. If you love God, you can love his son. Amen. If you love his son, amen. You love, amen, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.